This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
That was Reservoir by Pup. Was it Reservoir or Reservoir? Whatever it was. It was a great tune. A little bit different to everything else we've been listening to.
If you scream it, it doesn't matter how you say it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But guys, you are joined by Tal, Caleb and Em. It's Get Serial Tuesday. It's a little bit revamped. New team on the same old day, and things have been pretty good for the last 3 hours.
One thing that I have been doing because I was a little bit nervous, I get nervous, I bite my nails.
So do I.
You do it as well? What about you, Em?
I bite, but I do it out of boredom, like sheer boredom.
You can tell when I've been stressed because my nails were bitten down to the bone. Mum, it got to the point when I was younger when Mum threatened to get that stop and grow stuff. You know, the paint.
The paint.
In there.
Did you get that on?
I do.
Yeah. Oh, does it taste bad?
Dude, so the problem is that it's okay because it stops you from biting your nails, but as soon as you're eating food, it infects everything and it gets onto the food. If you're eating corn chips, for example, and you get like the little MSG on there, you will go to lick your fingers and there's no going back.
I have to say, I never got the pepper nail polish, but my mum got one that tasted like pure poison.
Mm.
But admittedly, I got used to the taste, so I just kept going. Yeah, it says a lot about me.
To the nail biting.
Yeah, play on. But I was just thinking, if we're all nail biters, maybe we could have, this season's 10 weeks?
10 weeks. We want long, lush nails.
One long, lush nail.
One.
So...
basically, we're going to see who can not bite their nails.
I'm
pretty much one nail,
commit.
Only
like,
one.
I know I'm going to fail this.
We'll check in every week. At the end of every year, we're going to check in and see, you know, make
are
sure everyone...
Or we're just like...
I suppose just look, yeah. We can get like the rulers out and we can check every week when it starts to get super long.
I feel like the eye test will be enough. We can
eye test, okay.
Who's going to
pinky
or thumb? Pinky.
Pinky.
Because for you guys, if anyone asks, like, oh, why are you growing a nail? You can be like, oh, I play guitar. I'm really cool. I'm just like John Butler from Trio.
Lots cooler than what the real reason is.
I set a challenge to see if I can be my co-host.
Right, so pinky on your right hand.
Okay.
Let's make it left hand. Left hand.
Left hand.
I'm right-handed.
Me too.
Also, you might start spiking people when you go to shake hands if it's too long.
Yeah.
If it was on the right hand. So let's go left hand, pinky, see how long we can make it.
Yeah, can I ask that? Have you guys ever had long nails?
Not long nails.
It's not as flash. I can remember being in year 10 and the cool thing was to have like French tips that were and I got them, but I couldn't pick anything up. And I remember going to my brother's Deb and I couldn't pick up a knife or fork. I remember sliding it across the table and off the table into the other hand. And then I had them for ages. They were like the cool thing to get, like this really cool.
So what's a French tip, sorry?
A French tip is just like a white tip, like stark white. And then when you're in class, if you didn't have French tips and you had short nails, you'd get white out and you'd white out French tips onto, like, not long nails, which doesn't make sense.
DIY manicure.
Looks just as good, though.
100%.
Bit cheaper as well.
100%. And, you know, you never use tape. I recommend the pen because you get a better arch, but it does not come off well.
If anyone sees me around today with white finger, with some French tips on my fingernails, you know why.
You're resetting the trend.
Bringing it back. But, so check in every week. At the end of every show, we'll just do a little nail check, audit on whether we've been biting our nails.
I'm going to go to Priceline and, like, bulk buy finger and hair. Like, pills.
The pills, hair, nail and skin
growth.
Ones. This song here is Melbourne Bitter. It's by Cousin Tony's brand new Firebird. Got the title out there. It was a hard one.
This is so good.
This is a great song. You're on Get Serial. Tal, Caleb and Em on Sin 90.7.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.